This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. There's that old saying about turning a crisis into an opportunity. Well, here's a twist on that, turning confusion into opportunity. The confusion is just over how Obamacare is going to work as it gets rolled out. And the opportunity? Scams. Lots of scams. Marketplace's Christy Clark fills us in.
How much do you know about those healthcare exchanges opening up in October under Obamacare?
I must admit that I am not as well-versed as I should be.
I mean, I know there's exchanges, but I don't know how one would go to sign up for an exchange.
Don't know anything about it.
I talked to those three people, Saeed Haig, Eric Morton, and Stephanie Talavere, on the street in downtown L.A. today, and I think they speak for a lot of us.
There's a lot of confusion.
Sally Greenberg is the executive director of the National Consumers League.
This is a heyday for the scammers and the fraudsters of the world.
Hello? To get a sense of how these things go down, I had Greenberg pretend to be a scammer on the phone.
Did you know that you have to have insurance and you could be in some serious trouble with the law if you don't sign up, including going to jail?
That part about jail is not true, by the way. But I'm in luck, my scammer tells me.
We're offering a special deal right now where you can get insurance for $29.99 a month. All you have to do is give us information about your bank account.
This is where you should be hanging up the phone. Same goes for offers to buy Obamacare cards. There's no such thing. If you do get a call or email like this, you should also report it to the Federal Trade Commission, says Lois Greisman with the FTC.
We want complaints. They are an enormous source of rich information for us. There are investigative leads.
She says they haven't sued anyone yet, but they've already gotten around 1,000 complaints about scams and expect more as we get closer to October when the exchanges actually open. I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.